Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. Amen. The most honorable, the most high, God Almighty, who is worthy to be praised, worthy to be lifted up, magnified, and exalted. Hallelujah. To the highest of heavens. He is God, and besides him there is no other. Praise God. Just thanking God so much for another day. Amen. That he has allowed us to see. Amen. The beginning of and up until this point, praise God. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2. Praise God. I thank God so much for the opportunity to be back with you by way of blog radio. Praise God. I thank God for my chief apostle, Dr. Ogburn, amen, who is the founder, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. She is the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 1 and 2, number 1 in Baltimore, Maryland, number 2 in Lakeland, Florida, amen. Well, I also thank God for my husband, Pastor Terry White. Praise God, the man of God over the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2. Praise God. Amen. We're just here to lift up the name of Jesus and let the world know that God is still in control. Praise God. That God is still alive, that he's on his throne, that he will never relinquish. Hallelujah. With all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just thank God so much for Jesus. Amen. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is soon to come. Amen. Amen. The signs, what the people may say, the signs of the time. Amen. But it is the word of God fulfilling itself, letting us know that Jesus is soon to come. That's why I offer unto you at this time, if you don't know Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the only Son, the only begotten Son, hallelujah, spiritual, amen, who came into the physical, the only begotten Son of God the Father. If you don't know him today, right now, praise God. Amen. As the word of God says, and oftentimes my husband, Pastor White, repeats, amen, that today is a great day to be saved. As the word of God says, for today is the day of salvation. Amen. And I offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. If you would believe that Jesus is the only Son, the only begotten Son of the true and living God, and that he willingly gave his life on the cross of Calvary, hallelujah, praise God, but he didn't stay there because God raised him up from the dead on the third day with all power in his hand, hallelujah, and he sits on the right hand of the Father making intercessions for you and I, praise God, amen. At times, you know, if we don't know what to pray, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, he's forever praying for us, amen, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is praying for us, amen, praise God, amen. So it's always, always someone praying for you, praise God. You may at times feel like no one in the natural, physical here on the earth is praying for you, but Jesus is praying for you. Hey, Edabosaya, the Holy Ghost is praying for you. Hey, Edabosaya, the spiritual leaders are praying for you. The pastors are praying for you. Ministers, evangelists are praying for you. Hey, Edabosaya, amen. Amen. You just get excited when you talk about the Lord. Amen. Amen. And if you believe, I'm going back to the invitation unto Christ. If you believe that Jesus Christ, the only Son of the true and living God, died for your sins and was raised on the third day by God the Father with all power in his hand. If you believe it in your heart, confess it with your mouth. Amen. The word of God declares that you are saved. Hey, yet is a Messiah. Oftentimes people hear about salvation and being saved. They may not understand it. Amen. And that's why if you have done the act of salvation on today, that's why you need to also pray, talk to God, talk to Jesus, pray unto him, amen, and listen in the spirit. Find a Bible teaching, believing, living ministry and church that you can be a part of where you can learn of God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and grow in the spirit, hallelujah, of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And you will learn about salvation. You'll learn what you've been, what you're being and have been saved from if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Saved from the destruction that is to come. Saved from a burning hell, praise God. Saved from the power of sin over your life. Praise God. You've been saved. Huh? You've been rescued. You've been snatched out. Messiah, away from the power, praise God, that would dominate, hallelujah, that would overtake your life, amen, and lead to destruction, death, and eternal separation from God. Amen. Messiah, if Christ is your Lord and Savior, you've been saved. We've been saved from a lot. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been saved from a lot. Praise God. And Christ Jesus has done the work. Praise God. Amen. The word of God says that it's not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. It's by his spirit. Amen. His spirit, praise God. Amen. And the Holy Ghost that destroys the yoke, praise God. You're in the family of God if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The best family in the universe, hallelujah, Messiah, spiritual and natural here in the earth, praise God. Hallelujah. You couldn't have made a better decision on today than to accept Christ as your Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to go into an eternity being separated into eternity, time that will never end. Praise God. You don't have to go into it without the Godhead Trinity. Oh, because you have accepted Jesus. Hallelujah. The Son of the living God. Oh, the God that created everything. Hallelujah. He spoke it into existence. Oh, yes, it did. Genesis, hallelujah, it started at the beginning and all the way through the word of God. God spoke, hallelujah, and it was, hallelujah, in the beginning, hallelujah. Praise God. God said, let there be light. And it was light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 The animals. And he let Adam name them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You're serving. Amen. A great God on today. We are serving a great God on today. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And all that you stand in need of in your life, praise God. God, amen, will work with you. He will move for you. He will make a way for you out of no way, praise God. Hallelujah. When it seems to be no way, when it seems like it's not going to work out, and I'm going to tell you how that works, praise God. It works by faith, praise God. Hallelujah. For without faith. Amen. We must have faith, for without faith it's impossible to please God. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Excuse me. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, praise God. Hallelujah. What do you desire on today that is of God? What do you want God to do for you today? Hallelujah. Excuse me. It may not happen instantly, praise God. But God, hallelujah, will move for you. As a child of God, you are his inheritance. Hallelujah, you are his heritage in the earth, praise God. Hallelujah, he's depending on you to lift up the name of Jesus, to live this life of holiness, praise God. He's depending on you to let somebody know that Jesus is real. He's depending on you, hallelujah, to stand, hallelujah. When you've done all to stand, hallelujah, continue to stand, hallelujah. And he's giving you power, power against the enemy, praise God. Hallelujah, against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah, he's giving you power to quench the fiery darts on today, hallelujah. Oh, it's time to reap the rewards, hallelujah, reap the benefits, reap your inheritance, hallelujah. It's a part of your heritage as a child of God to be blessed by God, to do the work of God, to stand for God, above all, to love God with your heart and with your mind, with your soul, oh, in your body, which is the temple of Christ. Oh, it's time today, hallelujah, to stand up and be counted for. Hallelujah. It's time, hallelujah, to let the Lord know that you love him on today. Let the Lord know that you appreciate him, that it's a two-way relationship. That you're not just in it to receive the fishes and the loaves of bread, but you are a soldier on the battlefield of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that you're willing to die. Hallelujah. For your Lord. Hallelujah. You're willing to tell somebody that God is a good God. That you're willing to tell somebody that Jesus is still a Savior on today. Oh, I bet you're willing to tell somebody that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost have come upon you. Oh, and when you work your faith through the Holy Ghost, when you move, hallelujah, for God, he's going to move for you. Hallelujah. He's going to move for you. Hallelujah. He's not a neglectful father, but God, I say God is on your side. When you decided to live for Jesus, when you decided to make Jesus your choice, God, hallelujah, through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost, with the work for you. Hallelujah. And just remember that if God before you, I said it about fire. I said if God before you, who can be, oh, hallelujah, against you? God will get all on the inside and clean up the sin and dross. Oh, even if we fall, the Bible declares that a righteous man, though he fall seven times, he will get back up. Though he fall and make a mistake, God on the inside will raise him up. Oh, if we repent of our sins and be godly sorrowful, God himself, hallelujah, through prayer, praises, hallelujah, meditation, reading the word, fasting will come in to our spirits and to our hearts. Hallelujah. And he will quicken our mortal bodies and give us strength to overcome. Just know that as a child of God, you're never alone. You're never alone. Oh, because the Comforter also is with you to lead you and to guide you, to help you along the way. You're not alone in this world. Hallelujah. Just keep your hand, as the elders would say, keep your hand in the winding chain. Keep it close to God, and God, hallelujah, himself, I say God will lead you. He will guide you. He will help you. Know that you are not, you're not helpless, and you're not alone. You don't have to fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. and declare is declared in the word. Hallelujah, dear children, fear them not. Don't fear the world. Don't fear man, what they can do unto you. 1 John 4:4, dear children, fear them not. For greater, not minimized, not less than, but greater, more than. Hallelujah, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You can rely on him. You can depend on him. You can trust in him. Hallelujah. Just keep your hand in his hand and depend on him. Trust in him. Go his way, and you will not stray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, again, if God be for you, is more than the world against you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. If God is on your side, is more than the world against you. Hallelujah, I've heard it preached that God and you are the majority. You're the majority. When God is in your heart, when God is in your spirit, you are the majority in the situation. Oh, hallelujah. So let's trust in him. Let's build our faith. Let's build on our most holy faith. He's given all of us at the point of salvation the measure of faith. We've got to work it. We've got to exercise it. We got to build it up. Hallelujah. And God himself is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Won't you come on today? Won't you cry out to him on today? Won't you tell the Lord today that, Lord, I love you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I'm depending on you. For without you, I cannot make it. I cannot go on. Hallelujah. But with God, all things are possible. I said, with God, all things, they are possible. To man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Oh, hallelujah. We just love the Lord on today. He's a way maker. Oh, hallelujah, in our lives. And the people, and you know, you've heard it down through the years, he's a bridge. He's a bridge over troubled water. Yeah. All of us have troubled waters in our lives, situations that we need to be worked out, whether within ourselves or within our families, within our communities, within the nation and the world. Oh, hallelujah. But he is a bridge over troubled water. He is a God, excuse me, that will straighten out the situation. Oh, to all of the bereaved families, the situation over in Syria and Turkey, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible is fulfilling itself that there shall be earthquakes in divers places. Signs of the end time. Hallelujah. But yet the end is not yet, but it's yet to come. Hallelujah. But let us prepare our hearts and minds even now. As Jesus said, we can discern the weather by looking at the sky. Can we not discern it by other signs that he is given in the earth? Hallelujah. It's time to prepare our spirits and our hearts to go back with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because as the word declares, amen, in a moment, in a twinkling, yeah. You know, we all know how fast it is. When we blink our eyes, sometimes we don't even realize it. It's so fast. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. Woo, shout out to the Bosea. Hallelujah. Jesus will crack the sky. Hallelujah. And the church, the body of believers that have died, they will be the first to be raised up. Then those that remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. Oh, hallelujah. Don't we want to be a part of that great snatching away, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But in order to be a part of it, we must already be a child of God. We must already be a believer in Christ at that moment. Hallelujah. Whether we have passed away at that point in time, we'll be the first to be raised up. If we are here when it happens, we will then be caught up after those that have died. But we will be snatched away, taken up out of the earth to meet Jesus Christ, to meet him in the air. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, we want to be a part of that great snatching away, what we oftentimes refer to as the rapture.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't want to be left back here to endure the tribulation, what's going to come on the earth. Hallelujah. Famine like the world has never seen. Hallelujah. Earthquakes. Murders, people dying at the sword, like the world has never seen. Hallelujah. We want to be snatched away because we have put our trust, we have put our faith in Jesus Christ, in the only begotten, spiritual, and natural Son of God. Hallelujah. He came in the flesh to save us. He came in the flesh. He left his throne in glory. Hallelujah. He loved us so much, he left his throne in glory. And God took on flesh through his son, Jesus Christ, to save us from ourselves, to save us from this froward, wayward generation. Oh, hallelujah. And it's time to let them know that, Lord, we love you because of it. We love him, as his word declares, because he first loved us. We didn't know what love was until he showed it to us through his son Jesus dying on the cross for our sins.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And now we have the opportunity to live for him. In the earth, we're going to have tribulations. We're going to have heartache. We're going to have pain. We're going to have trials and tribulations. It says many are the tribulations, the trials of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. We have a mighty deliverer on today. We have a mighty way maker. So if you're not saved on today, we just offer unto you the invitation unto Christ, and we beseech you to start enjoying the blessings of being a believer, a child of God. Start enjoying your inheritance where Christ can reign in your spirit and your heart, and give you strength to make it in this world and make it through this life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's time. It's time to turn from the ways of the world and the power of the enemy over your life. It's time to turn to Christ. Hallelujah. No, it was a saying, too, that so many people, and we all at times tried other things, looking for love and peace and hope. We tried the rest, but when we found Christ, we found the best.
Yeah.
We found the best through Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
The one that never hurts us, never lets us down, never turns his back on us. Hallelujah. We found a Savior. Or we came unto him because his word declares that he came to seek and save those that were lost. So we didn't find him. He found us. We were lost. Hallelujah. We were lost going in our own way, thinking that we knew the answers.
Yes.
And didn't know anything. Hallelujah. We were being led to the slaughter, sheep that were dumb. Oh, but he came and is our great shepherd. Rescued us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I say rescued us from the slaughter that the enemy had planned for us.
Yes.
As Jesus said, hallelujah. Amen. I believe to Peter. Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. Satan have a plan to destroy you and sift you, destroy and kill you, but Jesus have prayed for you. Just come unto him today and enjoy the blessings and the benefits of being a child of God. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. And remember that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. We're going to get some points of contact before our time ends on today. Therese, the woman of God, Dr. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith Ministries. You can phone Dr. Ogburn at area code 301-732-0461. Area code 301-732-0461. Praise God. And you can reach Pastor White, pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2. You can reach him at area code 863-712-7498. Area code 863-712-7498. Praise God. Amen. And we just love the Lord on today. They both are able to provide for you Christian counseling, prayer, a listening ear. Give them a call. You won't regret it. Amen. Praise God. You won't regret it. Give them a call. And you may have a word from the Lord for them. Amen. An encouraging word, a word of prophecy. Amen. Amen. Well, we just want to encourage everyone to be blessed. Know that if you are a child of God, that God is on your side. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And as Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you.
Yes.
So do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.